Hey guys, today will be a special episode where I do the same thing I did in all the other episodes because that's all I know how to do. Okay, how y'all doing? I'm pretty late. I was supposed to make one of these last week on Friday and post it on Friday, but honestly, I have been so stuck on Netflix, it's not even funny. Like, even at my job, like, I'm not really doing anything at my job. Well, other than painting. Oh, my gosh, I've been painting my life away. My hands are cramping. But I got the paintbrush and the paint in one hand and my phone in the other. Man, I have been so stuck on these shows. Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. This episode not even finna be that long just because I need to get back into my shows, period. Because I'm bored, ain't nothing to do. And these shows is good, as long as they ain't a Netflix original. Let me stop. Netflix do got some, like, good original stuff. Hold on, let me think. Oh, shoot. Dang, on the real. Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute. It's like, you know what? I don't even know any Netflix originals. I don't. Oh, wait. All the Boys I Ever Loved is good. Real good. Oh my gosh, I'm tripping. Accidentally in Love. Oh my God, I literally just watched that show. I believe that's a Netflix original. Oh my gosh. Oh, honestly, I've been so stuck on these Asian shows. I've been watching, like, Korean shows, Chinese shows, or I don't know, Mandarin shows, whatever they want. I don't know. I don't know what they are. Good Morning Call is a Netflix original. I was just watching that too. I haven't finished it yet because it was getting really predictable, so I just moved on to a different show. I'm going to finish it though because it's really good, actually. You know, if I wasn't an anime person, I probably wouldn't have stopped in the middle of it and went on to a different show. But I'm an anime person, so, like, everything that they're doing or are about to do the show, I already see coming, like, before the series even started. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same with all the other ones, except, you know, I don't know. There's just something different about the Korean shows and the shows that are in Mandarin. They're a little twisty. The Japanese ones, though, they are almost exactly like the anime. So it's like, oh, okay. I know what you're about to do. I got it. But I don't know. I honestly couldn't get into subtitles. Like, when I was younger, doing, like, watching anime and stuff, I was like, oh, girl, you gotta give me the dub, because I'm not finna sit here and read and try to look at these people's faces and stuff. Like, you know, when I be watching TV, I be needing to look at your whole expression, you know? I'm over here little watching the have and the have nots, honey. I need to know if she being sarcastic. I need to know if, like, is she being truthful? Like, you know, I need to be able to see what she talk about. I need to be able to see what she's looking at, okay? I can't be sitting over here reading and looking at your face expression at the same time. Ain't nobody got them eyes like that. Shoot. This ain't Ben 10, girl. Ain't nobody no forearms. They got four eyes. Well, you better go, heck no. But after watching a little while ago, Oh My Venus and Boys Over Flowers or something like that. After that, I've been pretty chill with subtitles, not gonna sit here and lie. And I am so just, like, glad that I gave myself, you know, the chance to experience, you know, those shows, because they are really something. Like, remember that for the rest of my life. I swear. Like, I literally just rewatched Oh My Venus for, like, the third time. Ridiculous. And I mean, that show get me every time. No matter how many times I watch it, it be getting me just, like, in that, oh, I really want to cut a bitch attitude. You know what I mean? But what was the, I think the first one that I ever watched was Strong Girl Bong Soon. Like after like all the hype about it was gone and everything. Like I think I watched it last year or 2 years ago or something. And I was like way after the hype was gone. But then I was like, oh my gosh, I really, this thing keep like popping up on the like the For You thing for Netflix. And I'm like, okay, let's just look at it. Girl, when I said that stuff was good, I was like, oh, this that new stuff. What is this? But yeah, I don't know. It was pretty chill. It was pretty good. I don't really got much to talk about, though. Nothing been happening because I'm telling y'all I've been staying in this phone. Been staying in this phone. Y'all be sitting over here texting me all this other stuff. And I'm not looking at it because I'm staying on these shows. You gotta scratch that whole thing I just said. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, my goodness. You know what? There's just a couple things that really just set me off. That is so crazy how it's just switched gears like that. How I was literally just saying, oh, nothing been happening. This is this. And here I go with this doggone tone. Like I'm ready to read somebody their rights. Because I am. And always is. And what? Shoot, y'all gonna leave me alone. There's just a few things that really just tick me off. Like, I could be, like, just now, I could be all rainbows, kittens, and butterflies and stuff. And then as soon as something happened, I'm just gone. I can't. Mm-mm. Okay, so I don't know if it's just me, but when people tell me to calm down or chill out or something, when, like, we're obviously having a heated argument and you're trying to make it seem like we're not because you're not talking as loud as I am or with as much conviction as I am, yet you're still saying slick stuff out of your mouth as if like contributing to the argument and then saying, oh my gosh, you need to calm down and stuff. Mm-mm. That's no, don't, no. That's a set off. You're about to be gone. 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 No air. No breath. No breeze. No nothing. Gone. Shoot. I will kill you on the spot, honey. Don't do that. But the other thing. I don't know if it's just me. Somebody please let me know. But when you are like going to like Publix or Walmart, Winn-Dixie, any like store or whatever, and you have old people, young people, anybody, like, crossing the road or whatever while you're trying to drive, like, to find a parking spot. I hate when, first of all, they're, like, super far away. And by the time I get to the stop sign, they're still kind of far, like, far enough for me to actually go and keep doing whatever the heck I'm doing. But before I can go, they literally start to run into the street with their hand like held up telling me to stop so they can get across. And I'm like, who are you? The cops? Are you conducting traffic over here where this stop sign is? First of all, I do. I understand. Y'all got the right of way because y'all pedestrians, all this other stuff. There's like a whole lot of white lines on the ground. I get it. I'm here. Like, I'm moving slow and everything. But what we're not finna do is sit over here and act like you were not literally two cars down while I was trying to move. And when you see me stop at this stop sign, because there is a stop sign here, and you know, I be over there going to Publix. There's always cops and firefighters at Publix. So I double dog dare you. I dare you to skip that stop sign. They just be waiting for you, boo. They be waiting. No. I'm finna stop. But I'm also about to go. When I stop, you do not need to run. Because you've seen me stop, you hold your hand out one more time, I'm going to hit you. I will run you over. Period. I can't. That stuff be, that right there be having me gone. I can't do it. I can't do it. If you see a silver 2019 Toyota Corolla zooming through Publix. Do know it's me. Do know, keep your ass out of the street. I ain't with that running foolishness. I ain't with nothing. Which is so crazy because I'm usually like super considerate and be like if you're right there, I'll literally stop. Like even after the stop sign, I'll stop and be like, okay, go ahead and go. Because, you know, it's, I don't know, it's, for me, it's just the most awkward thing to walk on the little crosswalk or whatever when there's cars, like, there. I don't know why, but it just makes me feel just super uncomfortable. I'm like, But I'll stop and everything. But don't conduct traffic. Who is you telling what to do? You ain't telling me what to. You better go sit down somewhere. I ain't with that. You better, boy. So lost your dog on mine. Goodbye. Boy, I done went to IHOP and got me a little bacon temptation omelet. That thing good, but I got me a Sprite and apple juice with it. I'm trying to mix this Sprite and apple juice because I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I feel like it's going to taste good because, you know, it's just apples. It's apple juice with a little spike. Woo! Okay, but yeah, other than that, I ain't have too much to say because, you know, I don't plan episodes. I just, you know, just talk, just because there's nothing to do and I be feeling like venting. But, you know, again, girl, I've been staying in these little Korean shows, honey. They is good. I don't care what nobody be saying. I don't care. But them shows right there, they be really going, not gonna sit here and lie. And oh my gosh, some of these Asian actresses, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, them girls be on it. They be on it, literally. Oh my gosh. They be, what? Shoot. They be going, and I'm like, oh, snap. I wish America picked their actresses like this, honey. I'd be watching more TV if there was more girls that look like you on the screen. That's crazy. See, but look. We not finna sit here and act like them dudes don't be over there looking as well. Shoot. Boy, I just watched Accidentally in Love, and I don't know. Maybe I got an ear thing. I don't know what's going on. That dude had some big old ears, but he was fine. Oh my gosh. My Jesus. Then wait, what am I watching now? Oh, I'm watching Lay Your Head on My Shoulder. Oh, I don't know why they named what that title. No, that title though. It's the title for me, honey. No. It gotta go. I ain't with it. The girl, she ain't, I mean, okay, you okay. You ain't all that. But you definitely up there, but you not. No thanks. But the boy? Oh my gosh, it's what? Like, I want to say like, well, from where I am right now, it look like it's like three main characters, but really only two. It's a girl and her best friend or whatever that she likes and is really trying to get with, and he like her and he really trying to get with her, but the boy is stupid, so it's just like, what the heck. But that dude, he is so ugly. When I say he is ugly, the only thing he got going for him is his height. That is it. He is skinnier than skinny. Like, the wind blow, he will be carried away. No. But little meat on your bones. I can say that. I can say the same thing for the main dude too. But ooh, that boy, that main boy. Hey, what's good? Boy, I don't know what's going on, but I said, boy, why his whole head look like it's perfect? The only thing that's wrong with him is he got that little Dr. Doofenshmirtz nose or something. But it kind of fit his face. It's not super long, but it's just longer than usual. Like, usual. Like, I don't know. Most Asian people I've seen don't really got them real long noses. But, you know, he got a little long nose, but it do fit his face. Ooh, I said, okay. And when he turned his head to the side, you ain't really looking at his nose. You just looking at the whole outline of his, you know, face. You like, wow. That's a real just like very well put together face. Good job, mama, for giving birth to that, honey, because the Lord knew I needed to see that. And that's just, that's on gospel, okay? I can't. But yes. Oh, my gosh. And I just started, dang, I'm sitting over here talking about some, oh, I ain't got nothing to say. And I'm just finding junk. That's ridiculous. But, boy, I just started playing Pokemon Go. Well, not just started playing, but, like, getting back into it. Like, when it first came out, I was like, okay, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I stopped when I was on, like, what, level 21 yesterday. Like, in a whole one day, I found myself, like, playing a whole lot and leveled up a level. I said, oh, okay. But according to one of my friends, apparently where I'm staying at is real good because I keep getting, well, catching and hatching like 3-star monsters and stuff. And I'm like, huh? She was like, oh my gosh, you're catching these things in the wild? Like, that's so rare. I'm like, oh, that's crazy because they keep popping up over here, honey. So they ain't rare. They is getting on my nerves. Give me something else. Really? Really? Child. Yeah, sitting over here tripping. And apparently, I don't know how to play or strategize or something, which is crazy because, honey, I'm OP at Dragon Age Inquisition. And I'm hella good at Fire Emblem, so I don't know what's going on, but that whole two-shield thing that we got going on in this Pokemon Go got to go, okay? It got to go-go. I don't know what be going on. My little meter thing be moving slow, and everybody be seeming like they just be filling right on up. And I'm like, you hit me 3 times, and you already got your little super thing? I'm sitting over here hitting you like 20 times, and I still don't got mine. Hold on. What y'all over there doing? What y'all smoking on so I can go ahead and smoke on it with y'all because y'all sitting over here cheating, okay? Child, I don't know. But I be liking games that, you know, you really be having to use your brain and kind of like figure out if you want to use things, what you want to do, things like that. Like Dragon Age Inquisition is my stuff. Power Rangers, Shattered Grid or Battle for the Grid or whatever. The one that's on console is it's all right. It's kind of my game. I play it all the time. But the one on the phone? Oh, that's my stuff. Don't play with me with that. Mm-mm. Oh, but we already have 17 minutes. Well, finna be 18. Lord. And my phone going dead. If y'all ain't know, I do these little episode things on my phone. That's why they be sounding like trash. I mean, for real, because who got money for a setup and everything? Honey, I barely got money to go and get me a McChicken and a sweet tea at McDonald's. You poor, say what? Mm-hmm. Say what? That's me. Mm-hmm. Child, let me stop. No, I got money. I just be like, I don't be knowing what to get, no equipment or nothing. So if I got the stuff, you know, how I'm finna use it, where I'm finna put it, you know, stuff like that. Like, child, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, hey, phone, how you doing? But no, I don't know if you can leave comments in episodes or something, but like episodes, Jesus, podcasts, I mean, but if you can, like, just let me know how I'm doing so I can see how y'all doing, you know, with your life and junk. And, I don't know, tell me what to talk about. I'm not running out of stuff to talk about, but I don't know. I feel like it's always a good thing to get other people's perspective on things that are important to you, just in case, you know? So let me help you out. I mean, I ain't got nothing else to do but paint and watch these TV shows. But on that note, my Lord, ooh, what time is it? Dang, it's only 9:47 p.m. in Florida? I don't know why I'm tired. It's early. Boy, I'm about to get on this Xbox. I'm finna show enough watch this TV. Let me tell you. All right, I'll see y'all later. Mm-mm.